And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
The Athletic.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of the Athletic FPL podcast. I'm Mark McGettigan. You'll find me on Twitter at FPL General. I'm recording this episode on Thursday morning. Most of the FA Cup games are done now. Everton play Boreham Wood tonight. We now know that Tottenham and West Ham won't blank in game week 30, which gives us four fixtures in that game week. So good news if you've got Tottenham assets, West Ham assets, and you're not planning to free hit in game week 30. You've probably got a few extra players now. While Chelsea have a double game week this week against Burnley and Norwich, which is very, very appealing. Lots of talk about their assets later in the episode. The FPL deadline this week is on Saturday at 11 a.m. UK time, so you've got plenty of time to make your decisions. On today's episode, as usual, I'll cover the game week 27 shoutouts, which includes a very special mention. I'll do a quick game week review, update the watch list ahead of double game week 28, answer questions from Twitter, and discuss captaincy and transfers for the upcoming game week. If you'd like to become an Athletic subscriber, visit theathletic.com/FPL pod to avail of the latest discount offer for new subscribers. In doing so, you'll get ad-free versions of this podcast. Game week 27 shoutouts. A very special shoutout to Luka Milivojevic from Crystal Palace. Scored an own goal and became the first ever player to achieve the hat-trick that nobody wants to get. That's three 59th minute substitutions for Milivojevic this season. I can't remember exactly when I started tracking this. It's at least three or four seasons. And Milivojevic is the first player. So as I've mentioned quite a few times over the years, I'm going to contact him somehow. I'll try and get an email address or something, write him a letter, and give him an invite to the podcast, which I'm sure he'll just say, no, I don't want to talk about it. Please leave me alone. But I'm going to do it anyway. So I'll keep you updated on that on Twitter. At some point before the end of the season, I'll try and get in contact with Milivojevic to congratulate him on his amazing achievement. As well as Milly, there is three new members to the club. Eric Peters, unfortunate if you went for him on a free hit for the double game week, 59 minutes, and then didn't play the second game. Jack Cork, also at Burnley, joins the club, and Tring Cow at Wolves. So welcome to the newcomers. Milivojevic will show you around. Looking at the minutes of all other players in game week 27, defenders, first of all, Ben Mee, again, very disappointing for us free hitters who picked him, managed just 39 minutes because of injury in the second game, picked up just 3 points in total. Emerson Royal, another 12 minutes only, and Luke Shaw got just 16 minutes for Manchester United. Onto midfielders, Riyad Mahrez, just 13 minutes from the bench, Rashford 16 minutes, Sancho 28, Dele Alli got 19, Podence just 30. And so all of that was bad news, but great news to see Christian Eriksen to get 30 minutes for Brentford. And when it comes to strikers, Raul Jimenez, just 9 minutes from the bench. Not what we want to see. For those of us who own him going into the double game week, hopefully he does get the 2 starts because Wolves lost and didn't score. So hopefully Jimenez comes back in. Ivan Toney, 28 minutes. And Josh King, 63 minutes. So as always, keep an eye on the clocks this weekend and tag me in a tweet if you see anybody getting the dreaded substitution. A very quick review of my free hit game week 27. Like most free hitters, it didn't go as planned. You know, we were hoping for a big Manchester City win. We were hoping Bruno Fernandes would do well. We were hoping Burnley would get something in one of the games at least, but that wasn't the case either. So I finished on 55 points, which gave me a tiny green arrow from 13k to 12k. So a green arrow is a green arrow, but I was hoping to be in the top 10k after a free hit. So hopefully this weekend, that's when that will happen. The good went for Fraser Forster for a six-pointer, Cancelo with nine, Son and Kane with nine and 11. And then there was blanks for Ben Mee, Tarkowski, Bruno, Sterling and Mahrez. Man City midfielder is very disappointing. Broja disappointed as well, frustrating to see him score in the FA Cup when he didn't score in the league. But hopefully he does well in this upcoming double game week. And Weghorst captain blanked. Had a few comments last week on Twitter, people suggesting I was misleading my podcast listeners, which of course is ridiculous. I recorded the podcast last Wednesday night at around 10 p.m, mentioned captaincy, and I was quite high on Harry Kane for the captaincy armband. But when it comes to captaincy, I give it very little thought really until Friday, and that's why I ended up changing my mind to Weghorst from Harry Kane, which obviously was very frustrating for me, having talked Kane a lot up on last week's episode. So I hope a lot of you went with Kane and didn't change your mind like I did to Weghorst. It just, when it comes to double game weeks, I'm a sucker for double game weeks. I did it with Josh King early in the season, Captain King, Captain Weghorst in this one. And I'm sure over the next couple of game weeks as well, we'll talk about captaincy later. You know, Salah and Kane have good single game week fixtures this week, but I'm probably going to be suckered into a double game week captain again. So I just, it's on Friday, to me, it just felt more fun. The Burnley fixtures were okay. Weghorst had a good start to his Burnley career. And, you know, he was unlucky. There was a couple of occasions, I think it was an offside goal. He had a couple of good chances as well. But yeah, in hindsight, you know, not captaining Kane against Leeds, slight regret there. But if I was back there on Friday last week, I'm sure I would have done the same thing, captained the double game week player, because at the end of the day, it's just more fun. Not fun looking back, but it's certainly more fun before the game week begins. A watch list update now ahead of Double Game Week 28. Quite a few players removed from the watch list. A lot of them were on the watch list under consideration for the free hit in 27. Now that that's out of the way, a lot of these players are no longer in my thoughts, at least in the short term. Cresswell is gone. Luke Shaw is gone because there's rotation there with Telles. I've removed the Burnley guys, never want to see them again. Ben Mee, Roberts is gone as well, he was under consideration. Sterling and Mahrez also gone from the watch list, with Grealish and Jesus fit again now, just a lot of rotation in the Manchester City midfield, and also annoyed with them for not getting me points in the free hit. That's the only good thing about the free hit. You can say goodbye to all these guys now, and I can welcome my old team back. Also removed Sancho, rotation risk. Potence, again, rotation risk. Calvert-Lewin is gone as well, just not doing much. Always seems to have a yellow flag these days as well. And Weghorst, I'm sorry, I captained you, but you are no longer on my watch list. I don't want to own you again this season. Players added. Chelsea have the double game week this week, so I've added Thiago Silva, Reece James and Mason Mount to the watch list. Reece James, I think, is the best pick. Obviously, slight concerns over whether he'll start the next three games, but I think long-term, Reece James is a great pick. I'm looking at Thiago Silva because I can't quite afford James from certain players in my squad, but I might end up going with no Chelsea players, which I'll talk about later. Mason Mount, I think, is the best Chelsea midfielder to go for. Also added Matty Cash from Aston Villa. I'm already tripled up with Luca Dean, Ramsey and Coutinho, but if you're not already tripled up on Aston Villa for the double game week, I think Matty Cash looked really good at the weekend. Matt Target at Newcastle and Fabian Scher have been added to my watchlist as well, because Newcastle have back-to-back double game weeks now. Fabian Scher is only about 4.3 million. Good for the bench. You know, if you want to play him these two double game weeks and then leave him on the bench for the rest of the season. And Matt Target, you know, he's got a bit of attacking threat with corners and stuff like that. I think he's 4.7. So I think both of them are pretty good options. Newcastle have been performing very well under Eddie Howe recently. So I think we need to kind of change our mindset on Newcastle. For a long time, we weren't buying them in FPL, but now I think we need to start thinking about it again. Still on Newcastle, I've added Willock to the watch list as well. Ryan Fraser is already there from a couple of weeks ago, and there's a question about those two later, so I will come back to it. Stuart Armstrong posting some very impressive numbers for Southampton at the moment. James Ward-Prowse is the popular pick from the Southampton midfield, but if you're looking for a differential for Southampton's double game week, I think Armstrong is a pretty good option. Ollie Watkins back on the watch list. He was back in the Villa team alongside Danny Ings. Scored a great goal, so hopefully he can keep his place now and become an option for us again. And finally, a late addition to the watch list last night, Jamie Vardy back for Leicester off the bench for a goal and an assist to break the hearts of us double Burnley defensive owner. So good to have Vardy back, because very few strikers on my watch list at the moment. So hopefully in a couple of game weeks' time, Leicester have got, I think, three fixtures to rearrange. So there's going to be double game weeks aplenty for the Foxes. And I'm sure Jamie Vardy will be in all of our teams at some point before the end of the season. Fingers crossed he can keep himself fit. So just a run through of what my watch list looks exactly like. At the moment, there's 28 players on it. No goalkeepers, never keep goalkeepers on my watch list. Defenders, Cancelo and Laporte for Manchester City. Rüdiger, Thiago Silva and Reece James. Matty Cash, Livramento, Target and Cher and Veltman. Midfielders, De Bruyne, Foden, Bruno Fernandes, Son, Kulusevski, Mason Mount, Bowen, Ward-Prowse and Armstrong. Zaha and Gallagher from Palace. Ismail Assar, Fraser and Willock. And up front, just four strikers. Vardy, Watkins, Saint-Maximin and Dennis.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Moving on now to the questions from Twitter. I think there was 121 questions, so quite a few to get through. I've picked out 10 of the best. First one this week is from Mark Cram. Best Chelsea assets to target for double game week 28, and in particular, can you touch on Rüdiger versus Reece James? So yeah, I think for me the easy pick is Rüdiger, because I think he's got the best chance of playing basically every game from now until the end of the season. Short term, I think Rüdiger's the best pick because James is coming back from injury. His minutes have been managed. I think he just got a couple of minutes in the FA Cup game, having played. They played him more than they wanted to in the cup game against Liverpool. So I do think there's a good chance he'll start the first game of Game Week 28. You know, maybe he'll sit out the second one, or maybe he'll miss the Game Week 29 fixture. But when it comes to Rüdiger versus Reece James as well, in my head, I think even if Rüdiger starts three games and Reece James starts two out of three games, I think there's every chance that Reece James outscores Rüdiger in two games versus three, because he's so attacking, you know, he's so good in the final third, and he can get those monster scores. I know Rüdiger has them in him as well with goals, the way he gets forward, and he's been doing it all season. But I think, you know, Reece James is just a more exciting pick. So if you want to go the boring play, you go Rüdiger for security of starts. But if it's more of a long-term pick, I would probably just take the chance on Reece James, even if you only get two of the next three games. Once, you know, the double game is out of the way, James should get a lot more starts between now and Game Week 38. And I mean, we're getting close to the end of the season anyway, so you really want to be buying a player that you want to have for the rest of the season. You know, and James is the more exciting, more explosive pick there. So I would just slightly lean towards Reece James. Take a risk. And if there's one benching coming up, just take it on the chin. Then after that, he should repay you anyway. So I think it is a very close call. And it probably comes down to what kind of manager you are. You know, if you just want players who are going to play every week, it's Rüdiger. But if you want to be a bit more exciting, you know, Reece James is the play. In terms of the other Chelsea assets, there's not a huge amount screaming out to me, you know, come and buy me this week, even though they've got the great double game week. It's very hard to predict, you know, which players will start both games. I think there's a lot of players that won't start both games. I think Mendy's a fine pick and goal if you don't mind spending a lot of cash on a goalkeeper, but I don't think you need to when we've got the likes of Ramsdale, Josie Sa at Wolves, and there's plenty of good cheap goalkeepers out there as well. I mentioned earlier, I think Mason Mount is the best midfielder to go for. He has played a lot of minutes in those two cup games, so he's at, you know, slight risk as well of not starting both. But I think, you know, if I was going to back a midfielder, he's the one to go for. Again, it's like Reece James. I think Mason Mount is the best long-term option, so that's the way I would go there. You've got Thiago Silva, but, you know, he's a good age now. He won't start every game. I think there's a good chance he will start both in double game week 28 and then maybe get a rest before the Champions League. So Thiago Silva is an okay pick, but, you know, he's not as good as Rüdiger or Reece James. And then you're into the territory of players that, there's just too many question marks. Lukaku, Havertz, probably going to share the same position. Ziyech, Pulisic, you know, how much game time are they going to get long term? Alonso as well, didn't get too many minutes in the most recent Premier League game. So basically it's Rüdiger, Reece James, Mason Mount. I think those are, you know, the best three picks to go for there. And I probably would swerve the others. Unless it's a short-term punt, you could look at maybe, you know, a Havertz or a Lukaku maybe for the double with a view to maybe moving to someone else afterwards. Maybe Lukaku, 28, Harry Kane, 29, something like that. So I think for those of us who wildcarded a few weeks ago, gave me 26, we kind of knew that we'd find it very hard to get Chelsea players this week. And I think we also knew, or I knew at least anyway, that it wouldn't bother me too much if I couldn't get there. I can get a defender if I want to, but that feels like enough, you know, given the question marks over the other players. So yeah, Chelsea, great double game week, but it's very strange, you know, to have a team like Chelsea with such great fixtures in a double game week, and there's not a huge amount to go for there. Question from FPL Jugs: would you sell Cancelo this week for a Chelsea defender? My short answer is no, and it's because I sold him on the wildcard in game week 26, and it's every time I watch Manchester City now, it's very uncomfortable viewing because Cancelo is such a monster of an FPL asset. The next four fixtures for Manchester City, I think, are fine. Manchester United this weekend, which is obviously not an easy fixture, but wouldn't surprise me to see City keep a clean sheet there. Then they've got Crystal Palace, Brighton and Burnley. So the next four fixtures, I think, are fine for City, fine for Cancelo. You know, he plays every game, and he's capable of 15 points in any fixture, given how good he is. And I think even more so recently, he's been getting, you know, even more shots away. There's been games where he's been getting 5 or 6 shots at goal. So not owning him is not fun. And for that reason, I would be inclined to keep him now, having experienced, you know, a couple of game weeks without him. I did have him back on the free hit, which was a good thing because he got the 9-pointer. And I'm sure there'll be plenty more, you know, 10 plus points to come from Cancelo between now and the end of the season. I can understand the temptation to go from a Cancelo to a Rüdiger or a Cancelo to a Reece James, but, you know, do you want to go from Cancelo to Reece James when Reece James may not start both games? I think it's, again, it comes back to the minutes thing. If you're selling a Cancelo, you really want your Chelsea defender to play the both games in the double, which is probably a Rüdiger. Then Rüdiger's not as exciting as Cancelo. So I would probably just be inclined to keep Cancelo, you know, probably for the season. It might end up being one of my wildcard regrets. It's not a regret at the moment because I had him back on the free hit and I got the points. But if Cancelo continues to have a big season, he could hurt me in the next couple of game weeks. So, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he's quiet. But yeah, it's certainly not enjoyable to not own him in FPL. Question from FPL Bean Counter: I can't keep both Trent and Robertson going forward if I want to maximise the upcoming doubles and blanks. Is Trent really still the better option, especially considering the price? So yeah, I think there's not a huge amount between Trent and Robertson on recent form and recent returns. I've had a look at some of the numbers here. Over the course of the season, Trent and Robertson have both got 10 assists. Trent has scored 2 goals, Robertson has scored 1 goal. Trent has got 28 bonus points, Robertson has got 16 bonus points. But it's worth noting Robertson has played 379 minutes less than Trent. And I think the big factor here is the cash saving. 1.3 million of a difference in cash. So I think it's a very, very close call now. I think you can go with Robertson over Trent. But again, it goes back to the Cancelo example. Once you sell Trent, you basically have to stop watching Liverpool games because Trent is, you're going to be very, very fearful of Trent because he's another FPL monster. So I think if you do want to free up cash, I think a lot of people are going to do that this week. If you've got double Liverpool defence, if you've got Trent and Robbo like I do, or if you've got Trent and Van Dijk, there's big temptation to go to a Chelsea defender. I think it's okay, and I don't think it matters too much which one you sell. And I think it's something I might end up doing in a couple of game weeks' time if I'm looking to take some cash out of defence. If I want to sell a Liverpool defender, I'm not automatically just going to sell Robertson and keep Trent. I'm going to weigh it up and decide, is it worth freeing up the 1.3 million, which can be invested elsewhere. So yeah, I think we can go without Trent now, but comes with that Cancelo warning as well. Question from Andy Mack: Rafinha versus Ward-Prowse, who is the best choice for this week's double game week only? So forgetting about the future, straight shootout, Rafinha or Ward-Prowse this week. Leeds play Leicester and Aston Villa. Southampton play Aston Villa and Newcastle. So to me, the fixtures are quite similar. Obviously, both of them play Aston Villa. Rafinha and Ward-Prowse are similar assets as well, and there's a lot of avenues to points. There's penalties, there's free kicks, there's corners. You know, Ward-Prowse probably has more avenues because Southampton seem to get a lot of corners. He's also a better free kick taker. You know, Rafinha seems to hit the woodwork quite often, whereas Ward-Prowse hits the top corner. Penalties as well, you know, Ward-Prowse is probably a bit more secure as the penalty taker at Southampton maybe than Rafinha is at Leeds. We don't know what the new manager's going to do. Maybe Rafinha won't be taking penalties. So again, that's probably pointing me towards Ward-Prowse. But I think I'm the wrong person to ask on this question because I've been loyal to Rafinha all season. He's in my team. I don't own Ward-Prowse, and I'm hopeful that Rafinha is going to do very well against Leicester and Nashville. I think Rafinha looked really good against Tottenham. I think he always looks good. I think his main problem is he doesn't have teammates that can convert those chances that he makes. I won't name any names there, but you all know who don't finish their chances at Leeds. So yeah, I'm going to go Rafinha here. But again, I think it's a very close call. I think both players, I think, are excellent options for this double game week. And I may end up, you know, buying Ward-Prowse to go alongside Rafinha. It's one of my transfer options. Question from Beach FPL. Which is the best Newcastle midfielder to go for double game week 28, double game week 29, Fraser or Willock, and why? So again, off the top of my head, gut feeling, before I looked at any of the numbers, I like Fraser more. And I think the numbers back that up as well. Again, I think both are really good options, but I slightly favour Fraser. So I've looked at the last five game weeks because that's when Willock kind of came back into the Newcastle team and both players have played basically the last five fixtures. So in those five, Fraser has created 9 chances. Willock has created 5 chances. In terms of goal attempts, Willock has more, 15 goal attempts. Fraser has 10. Fraser's taken 9 corners. Willock has taken 0 corners. In terms of XG, Willock comes out on top for that, but Fraser comes out on top for XA, as you would expect. Fraser's the more creative option. You're looking for goals, really, with Willock breaking into the box. Combined for XG and XA, we've got expected goal involvement, which is a stat I like to look at, and Fraser comes out on top on 2.20, and Willock has 1.61. So in terms of eye tests and numbers, for me, it's Fraser. But I think it's very, very close. And again, it probably comes down to personal preference. I just feel with Fraser, there's more avenues there. I think corners are a big factor. I always think back to, you know, Fraser's season a few years ago as well. When I remember I used to look at the stats every week, and he was always up there alongside Eden Hazard, which was just a phenomenal season for Fraser. I think he got 7 goals, 14 assists in that season. He's got the FPL pedigree. I know Willock had a good season last season. Willock has attacking returns in each of his last 3 games as well. And we've seen him going on that crazy run. I can't remember, scored in 6-7 games in a row towards the end of last season. So maybe he'll do that again. So I think both are good options. But if I go for a Newcastle midfielder, I'd be slightly favouring the wee man. Question from FPL Mahir. Is Bowen to Rafinha a move worth doing despite Bowen now having a game in blank game week 30? So yeah, if you still own Bowen, it's obviously harder to sell him now because he's got the fixture in game week 30. That's if you're not using a free hit chip. I still think Bowen to Rafinha is a fine transfer to make though, because if you look at it over the next couple of game weeks, Rafinha has the extra fixture. So the next 3 for Bowen are Liverpool, Villa and Tottenham. So that's not easy, especially when Liverpool are in there. The next 4 for Rafinha, Leicester and Villa in the double. Then it's Norwich, great fixture. And then it's Wolves. Both players have good fixtures from game week 31 onwards. But in the short term, I think Rafinha's fixtures are better and he has the extra fixture as well. So I think I still would go Bowen to Rafinha. I sold Bowen on the wild card. And again, don't regret it yet because he's blanked in both games. But I just think, you know, I'm a fixtures manager and I think Rafinha's fixtures are better in the next 2 to 3 game weeks. Question from FPL Hit Taker. There's 3 tempting Southampton fullbacks, but each one of them is a concern for minutes. With that in mind, is Bednarek the best Southampton defender to go for? I think the answer to this is probably yes. I do expect all 3 Southampton fullbacks to share game time. You've got Livramento, Walker Peters and Pero all having very good seasons. So Bednarek is just nice and easy, plays every week, 4.4 million, does well in the bonus as well. Bednarek has got 3 goals this season. Salisu has 0 goals. And Bednarek does well in the BPS as well. So yeah, I think the reason I didn't go for a Southampton fullback on my free hit was because I was concerned about starts. I wasn't sure if Livermento would start, so I just went for Fraser Forster instead. And if I was wildcarding this week, for example, and I was getting a Southampton defender, I think I would go Bednarek. You know, bit of goal threat, good for BPS, and no worries about rotation. Question from Josh. Who are the best picks for people on a wildcard this week? So good question. Obviously, very team dependent because, you know, some people will be playing a wildcard this week with no chips left. Some will be playing a wildcard with one free hit left, two free hits left, and also the bench boost comes into this as well. But I've just kind of picked out players that I think are overall good picks for the next couple of game weeks, basically regardless of what chips you've got left. So I'd be building a wildcard squad around these picks. Kane and Son, I think I'd be going for the double up now because Tottenham have the double game week and they've got now got the fixture in game week 30. Salah's got to be in there. I think Rafinha's got to be in there. Well, he's not got to be in there. Again, I'm very high on him. Not everyone else likes him as much as I do, but again, fixtures are great. Got the double game week and he's a very good price. Saka, I think, is the best midfield pick from Arsenal. They've got the double and the game week 30 fixture as well. Again, you know, which Chelsea defender you go for is a big one. You know, I think some wildcarders will go for two Chelsea defenders, which I think is fine. I would, again, I'm a pretty safe manager. I said earlier that James might be the best long-term pick. I would find it hard not to pick Rudiger. You can tell I'm very 50-50 on that call, and I'm glad I don't really have to make that decision this week because I'm not sure where I would land on that one. But again, you know, go boring, go Rudiger, or go exciting and go Reece James. I think on a wild card, if you're putting Kane, Son and Salah in, you're probably not going to be able to afford two Liverpool defenders. So I think you take your pick of Trent or Robertson. I think I would just about go Robertson now to free up the cash. I think you might be forced to anyway to free up the cash for the midfielders and strikers. I would still think I would have a Wolves defender in there or else the goalkeeper because of the fixtures. Ramsdale's a good goalkeeping option as well. As is, you know, Newcastle have got quite a few options. They've got the double-double, so you may as well get one of them anyway, if not two. You know, play them in the double-double, and then they can sit on your bench for the rest of the season because they're cheap. So Fabian Scher, Dubravka is a backup goalkeeper. I think Dubravka's great if you're going to play your bench boost soon. So yeah, that's just a few picks that I would be looking at on a wild card this week. Question from John Murray. John still has two free hits available. The plan was always to use them in Game Week 30 and Game Week 33, but is there now more upside to using one in Game Week 28? I think the answer to this is yes. Now that we have West Ham and Tottenham in Game Week 30, there's not as much need to use a free hit chip that week. So instead of having to play it defensively that week, you could, you know, play it more aggressively this week in Game Week 28, you know, get lots of double Game Week players and hope that this is a better double game week than the last one. Especially if you're not already well set up with lots of double game week players this week, I think using a free hit chip this week is absolutely fine. You could obviously look at game week 29 as well for a free hit. You know, maybe play one in 29 and then one in 33. Just remember, you can't play free hit chips in back-to-back game weeks. You can't free hit 28, then free hit 29. Or you can't free hit 29, then free hit 30. Not everyone knows that, so just keep that in mind. You can't free hit in back-to-back game weeks. You have to split them up. Final question is from David Tran. Which out of double game week 28 or double game week 29 is the best time to activate the bench boost chip? So again, I know it's a boring answer, but this season more than ever, everything is team dependent. You know, it depends on which one you're better set up for. If you've got, you know, lots of double game week players this week and good single game week options as well, you know, the likes of Liverpool have a good fixture this week, Tottenham have a good fixture, you could bench boost this week, but then you've got to compare it to next week. You know, compare your double game weekers and your single game weekers. A good website I came across last week, fpl.team. Look that up and that will help you with your decision because you can look at your team in game week 28. You can look what it will also look like in game week 29 and then you can decide what looks best for your bench boost chip. I think wildcarders, if you're wildcarding this week, I think it makes sense to look at bench boosting in 29. Obviously, you can't wildcard and bench boost in the same game week, but if you're wildcarding in 28, makes sense to look at the potential of bench boosting in game week 29 because it's always makes sense to wildcard and bench boost close together. And then for the rest of the season, you don't have to worry about your bench.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Victorinox, the makers of the original Swiss Army knife, have been a reliable companion for life's everyday challenges, mastering functionality, innovation, iconic design, and uncompromising quality with its products. The Victorinox Swiss Army knife provides you with all the things you don't think about until you need it. Tweezers, a screwdriver, and even a corkscrew. With the Victorinox Swiss Army knife, you can be prepared to master everyday life. You can find Victorinox Swiss Army knives at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Captaincy and transfers now for Game Week 28. Like I said earlier, you know, I'm recording on Thursday. I haven't given captaincy too much thought yet. I always wait for the press conferences on Friday, and then that's when I really knuckle down and decide where my armband is going. But I will give you my early thoughts. So again, we've got the conundrum this week. Do we go for an excellent FPL asset who's got a good fixture in a single game week, or do we go for a potentially exciting not so good player from a not so good team who has two fixtures? So I think Salah, Kane and Son are the standout single game week captains this week. Salah's home to West Ham, Kane and Son are at home to Everton. I think both are really good captaincy options and should be right up there near the top of the polls this week. When it comes to double game weekers, which is where most of us will end up going, I think, because we can't resist the temptation, Rüdiger is the safe Chelsea captain, I think, because I think he's the best chance of playing both games. I wouldn't look to captain Lukaku or Mason Mount because I'd be fearful that they wouldn't start both games. Aston Villa have a double game week against Southampton and Leeds, so you could captain the likes of Coutinho. Jacob Ramsey's having a very good season. Even Luca Dean could surprise us in a double game week and score big. Leeds play Leicester and Villa. I think Rafinha is the standout captain from Leeds. Southampton play Villa and Newcastle. Ward-Prowse, perfectly viable captain this week. Broja, if he starts both games. And if you've got Che Adams, he's been performing very well. He's viable as well. And Wolves play two home games against Crystal Palace and Watford. So you could captain the goalkeeper, Sa, who's been probably the best keeper in the league this season. You could captain someone like Saiss, if you think there's going to be clean sheets there. Quite hard to captain Jimenez now, I think, after his benching, because we're fearful that it could happen again. So I think the best candidates this week, Salah, Kane or Son. I like Rüdiger. And then it comes down to probably, I'm going to say Ward-Prowse is the best option from Southampton, Rafinha from Leeds, and I'm going to say Coutinho from Villa, even though he hasn't been fantastic recently. So I think it's a very difficult week for captaincy, and as you can tell, I'm being very careful not to commit to a captain on the podcast this week so I don't get any grief on Friday or on Saturday when I reveal my team. So yeah, I haven't ruled out a single game with captain, you know, going Kane, Son or Salah. I don't have Son actually, so it's got to be Kane or Salah, but I think most likely I will end up on a double game week captain. And it might depend on whether or not I buy a Chelsea defender. So that brings me to my transfer option. So option one this week. Option one for me is always, can I bank my transfer? And I think I can this week. It just means no Chelsea players. But that doesn't bother me too much because my team is very well set up. I should say as well, my bench boost is active for this weekend. I've, you know, a wild card in 26 with a view to bench boosting this week. So I've got lots and lots of double gaming players from Villa, from Leeds, from Wolves. Yeah, I've got Broja, and I've got Kane and the Liverpool trio with their good fixture as well. So bench boost is active. I'm probably going to bank my transfer. One of the main reasons I'm probably going to bank is because I want to get Heung-Min Son for double game week 29, especially now that he's got a fixture in game week 30 as well. So I'm looking ahead, possibly doing Coutinho to Heung-Min Son next week for Son's double game week. So get Coutinho's double out of the way this week and look to sell him for Son with two free transfers because I'd need the cash to upgrade from Coutinho to Son. If I did make a transfer this week, the options for me are I could sell a Liverpool defender, Robertson or Trent, to get Rüdiger or Reece James, but I don't really want to sell Robertson or Trent because they've got the double game week next week. Option three, I could sell one of my defenders, Saiss, Dean or Tierney, to get Thiago Silva, but I'm not convinced he'll start both games and I don't really want him long term. I could get a Newcastle defender to free up a bit of cash for the double-double, but again, Saiss, Dean, double game week this week, don't want to sell them. Tierney double game week next week, so I think I'll just stick with those three guys. And option four, I could sell Saka for Ward-Prowse, but Ward-Prowse is not as attractive to me now because he doesn't have a fixture in game week 30. Also could get Mason Mount in for Saka, but that would mean a minus four. Saka's got the double next week, so I think I'll just stick with Saka. So all that mentioned, I think for me, it makes sense just to bank my transfer and hope the Chelsea guys don't do too much damage. You know, not having a Rüdiger, not having a Reece James, it doesn't bother me too much because I've got the likes of Saïss, Dean, they've got double game weeks. I've got Trent and Robertson who can easily perform well. So for me, it's not that fearful not to have a Chelsea asset this week. That is it for a Game Week 28 preview. If you enjoy the podcast and you'd like to support me as a full-time FPL content creator, visit patreon.com/FPLgeneral or just Google FPL General Patreon and you'll find it. For the price of a coffee per month, you can support a guy living his dream. Best of luck for the double game week, folks, and I'll talk to you again next week to preview yet another double game week, double game week 29. Talk to you then.
The Athletic.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.